As we mentioned, this week's parasha speaks about the punishment, severe punishment, lauded to the Ben Sora Mora, who seems to have done very minor infractions, yet he's punished so severely. Rashi quotes the Mishnah in the 8th parak of Sanhedrin, which says that the Ben Sora Mora is killed not based upon what he's done already, but based upon what the Torah anticipates he will do. He's Nidon Al Shem Sofo. We see what he's going to do in the future, and therefore better, the Mishnah says, he should die zakai, not having done the terrible things, as opposed to chayiv in the future. Obvious question on this is that we know that Hashem judges us based on who we are today, not based on what we'll do in the future. Bereishis Perek Chaf Aleph, the Torah mentions that Hashem comes to save Yishmael. He hears the voice of the crying child, Ba'asher Husham. The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah Daf Tet Zayin, Rabbi Yitzchak says, "Ein danim es ha'adam ela lefi ma'asav shel oso shah." People are only judged based upon what they've already done. Shenemar ba'asher husham. Rashi there specifies on the pasuk in Bereishit Perachav Aleph pasuk Zayin, "Velo lefi mashu atid la'asot," and not based upon what he'll do in the future. The Rosh on that Gemara in Rosh Hashanah says, even though Hashem knows what he'll do in the future, God judges us based upon who we are at that time. Sefer Achinuch Mitzvah Shin Yud Gimel says, and this is inclusive as opposed to the future, and tshuva teaches us as opposed to the past. God judges us by who we are at the moment, who we've defined ourselves as at that moment. The Yerushalmi in Rosh Hashanah also believes this and says, does God not know what's going to happen later? The Yerushalmi says, God judges us based on who we are then. And in fact, the Yerushalmi quotes Rabbi Shua ben Levi, who talks about a pasuk in Iyov Perek Chet, where it says, "Imzach v'yashar ato," if you are pure and straight, you are now. Ki ato yayir alecha v'shilam nevat tzidkecha. Now God will appear to you, shine on you, and complete you. Says the Yerushalmi, it doesn't say "Imzach v'yashar hayita" in the past, ela "Imzach v'yashar ato" now. So how is it that a ben sora mora is judged based upon his future? There are four answers I'd like to share with you. The first is the Balei HaTosfos in the Torah who say that a Ben Sora Mora is different because he's already started doing the wrong things, as opposed to Yishmael, who hadn't yet started doing the wrong things at that point. The Marasha says in a very similar way in the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. He says the Ben Sora Mora is about his own personal negative future, as opposed to Yishmael, it was about his descendants who would do wicked things. Third answer is given by the Maharal, in his Pirush Gurari on Sefer Bereishis, where he says there's a difference between the way Betin Shelmata judges and the Betin Shelmala. The Betin Shelmala, that God looks at who you are at the moment, the Betin Shelmata is told to take the bigger picture into account. The fourth answer I'd like to share is from the Sefer Bechayo, which says, usually people are judged based on their future. Yishmael was different because he was crying to God, because he was davening. Tefillah gives us the ability to bring God's mercy on us and judge us for who we are at the moment as opposed to the future. And this obviously is a very important message as we enter into Rosh Hashanah to realize that we need to redefine ourselves in the moment and turn to God in prayer so that God will decide to judge us based on the moment and not take our actions of the past and future into account.